All right, the next presentation is the effect of fungicide timing on spring dead spot control in Bermuda grass. L. Beck, T. Cooper, A. J. Heppner, and G. Henry, Texas Tech University, and L. Beck will be presenting.
Thank you for the introduction, Dr. Henry. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Leslie Beck. I'm a PhD candidate at Texas Tech University, and today I will be discussing one part of my dissertation research at Texas Tech concerning spring dead spot disease control in Bermuda grass fairways. Just a little bit of a background on what spring dead spot is. It is a fungal disease. Its causal agent is the Ophiosporella species. It is most active in the spring and the fall. Spring is when you're able to see the actual disease symptoms. It infects the roots, rhizomes, and stolons of Bermuda grasses primarily, although recent research has indicated that it has shown up in zoysia grass as well. The infections reduce Bermuda grass tolerant to freezing temperatures. It's very prolific in the transition zone, an area of the United States where temperatures do get cold enough to induce Bermuda grass dormancy, which is the standard for this disease in Bermuda grass. And it's also typically enhanced by high soil pH. In Lubbock, we do have high soil pH. It usually can range anywhere from 8 to 8.4. Spring dead spot symptoms are well-defined circular dead spots. They can be anywhere from a few inches to several feet in diameter. And as I mentioned before, they become evident in the spring after Bermuda grass comes out of winter dormancy. You start to notice the symptoms. And individual patches, as the growing season progresses and as years progress, they increase in size. Therefore, they're able to actually combine with nearby spring dead spot patches and form larger areas of disease incidence. The leaves of affected turf grass can take on a bleached or a straw-like appearance and color due to the pathogen destroying the rhizomes and stolons. It starts to retain that sunken, collapsed appearance. The turf canopy will actually just collapse down to the soil surface. And the roots, stolons, and rhizomes will retain a black and rotted appearance as the disease decays those tissues. Spring dead spot in of itself is a very difficult disease to diagnose. It is a fungal disease. However, there are no fungal signs that can be observed just with the naked eye that you can say, okay, I have a fungal disease. And the picture on the left, you can observe the appearance of a blackened layer as the disease starts to decay, that those rhizomes, those stolons in the roots. The picture to the right, you can see it's a very severely damaged area. This is actually Hillcrest Country Club, where the majority of my spring dead spot research is located. Typically, it's suggested that ideal application timings for spring dead spot control with fungicides, initial applications to be made in September, followed by a sequential in October. And products that have historically showed to help manage the disease have been finerenone, thiophenate methyl, propiconazole, and mycobutanil. So using these standards in 2009, we made initial applications of fungicide in September, followed by our sequential in October, using the fungicide treatments finerenone and thiophenate methyl in different combinations and different rates with each other. And just take a moment to set up the slide. Along the y-axis, we have percent spring dead spot pressure, range from 0 to 40%. And along the x-axis, we have all of the individual treatments applied in that year, 2009, as rated visually on 4/28/2009. And you can see that there is a little bit of a decrease in spring dead spot disease occurrence in those research areas when we did apply fungicides. When compared to the untreated check, however, as you can observe, even in the presence of fungicide, we had percentages of 20% or higher of spring dead spot in those plots, which is still unacceptable in a golf course setting. So in order to maintain adequate control of spring dead spot, fungicides have to be applied as a preventative prior to infection. So we weren't getting a whole lot of control when we made our applications in 2009, and this led us to theorize that maybe applying our fungicides earlier in the year would help reduce spring dead spot more efficiently than the suggested timings of September followed by a sequential in October. And also during that time, Several new chemistries became available that have shown a little bit to reduce spring dead spot disease, such as fluoxystrobin, tebuconazole, and azoxystrobin plus propiconazole. And the whole idea behind the earlier fungicide applications is you apply your fungicide to the soil, it starts to percolate into the soil profile. It's actually there within the soil profile and within the root zone of the plant where it needs to be before the pathogen even arrives to infect the plant. So our objective was to evaluate the effect of fungicide application timings as well as new chemistries of spring dead spot control in Bermuda grass fairways. We applied our research at Hillcrest Country Club in Lubbock, Texas to TIFWAY 419 hybrid Bermuda grass on a sandy clay loam soil with a pH of 8.2, and our plot sizes were 1.5 meters squared. Our trial design was a 2x8 factorial with a randomized complete block design. Our main factor was the fungicide application timings, and our subfactor was the actual fungicide treatments. And each treatment was replicated 4 times. So when we actually made our treatment applications, we started with an earlier treatment application, which initially began in the summer, and then a later treatment application, which initially began in the fall. And this research was applied with a CO2 backpack sprayer equipped with XR808VS nozzles, calibrated to deliver 757 liters per hectare at 221 kilopascals. Our fungicide application timings, our earlier fungicide timing applications were applied initially in July, followed by a sequential application in August, and then our later fungicide applications were made initially in August, followed by a sequential in September. Our fungicide treatments were finerenone, thiophenate methyl, finerenone in combination with thiophenate methyl, fluoxystrobin, tebuconazole, azoxystrobin, and azoxystrobin in combination or plus propiconazole. Spring dead spot control ratings were evaluated the following spring after the Bermuda grass came out of winter dormancy during spring greenup. That's when we were able to observe the actual symptoms of spring dead spot. And visual ratings of percent spring dead spot were recorded every 2 weeks until the Bermuda grass recovered later that summer. And all data were subjected to analysis of variance using error partitioning appropriate to a factorial design in the general linear models procedure provided by SAS. The means were separated using Fisher's protected LSD at the 0.05 significance level. And the interaction between timing and fungicide we did determine was significant, so that will be the interaction that I'll be discussing with the following data. Just to set up this slide, along the y-axis we have percent spring dead spot disease pressure again, this time with a range from 0 to 70%. Along the x-axis, we have the individual fungicide timings. Along the left side of the x-axis is the earlier fungicide timings, initially beginning in July. And along the right side is the later fungicide timings, initially beginning in August. And the individual 8 treatments are divided by their own individual color. As you can observe, there is a little bit of a difference as far as the earlier timings versus the later timings. The earlier timings did show a less percentage of spring dead spot overall with the actual treatments. But these treatments are also treatment specific. So if we look at the earlier application timings, we'll notice that there are 4 types of individual treatments that showed the least amount of spring dead spot occurrence significantly over the other treatments. And those are finerenone, finerenone plus thiophenate methyl, tebuconazole, and azoxystrobin plus propiconazole. Just a little bit of a visual representation of these treatment applications in comparison to an untreated check. This is an image of the untreated check. You can observe that there is a high instance of spring dead spot disease within that research plot. When we observe a plot that was applied with finerenone, you can see that there are minor occurrences of spring dead spot on the edge of the plot, but overall much better control when compared to the untreated check. Same with tebuconazole, small occurrence of spring dead spot within the plot, but much better control than the untreated check. And the same with propiconazole plus azoxystrobin, 1 instance of spring dead spot within the plot, but overall pretty good control. And our results were the earlier fungicide applications exhibited the lowest spring dead spot pressure overall, particularly with the 4 treatments exhibiting the absolute or the lowest spring dead spot pressure, tebuconazole with 9% spring dead spot, finerenone with 11%, azoxystrobin and propiconazole with 12%, and finerenone plus thiophanate methyl with 13%. And in comparison, all the treatments applied at the later timing exhibited greater than 23% of spring dead spot pressure. As far as ways to manage spring dead spot within your turf system, you want to adequately manage your root system. You increase your root mass, therefore you increase your overall plant health, particularly important in the months leading up to winter dormancy. A healthier plant during the winter will help evade any other applications of stress, in particular disease. You want to avoid fall applications of nitrogen, particularly in warm season grasses. I know that in Lubbock, we usually don't suggest applying nitrogen to warm season grasses any later than the end of August to the beginning of September, maybe. There are several new chemistries that could be shown to be effective. However, as I demonstrated with this presentation, timing may be critical as to when you actually get those chemistries into the soil profile. And your selection of pre-emergent herbicides is important for your Bermuda grass's ability to recuperate from spring dead spot during green up. That was information that I presented in section 104 of the student poster competition yesterday. As far as future research, we do plan on studying the effects of spring dead spot in the presence of fungicides, plus the combination of cultivation and soil surfactants, increasing microbial inoculants within the root zone, new chemistries, particularly metconazole, and to further investigate the fungicide application timing research that I just presented. Mainly, we're going to replicate that research this year. And with that, I'd be happy to take any questions. Yes, ma'am. The question was, do we have any idea of the soil temperatures? We did not take soil temperature readings before any of the other visual readings or any of the applications. So we hadn't. I didn't have any idea of the actual soil temperature, no. Yes, sir. It was TIFWAY 419. I actually did not. The question was, did I see any phytotoxicity with any of the fungicide applications that I made? And no, sir, I did not. Yes, sir. The question was if we increased our water volume, if it would increase the efficacy of the fungicide. We didn't study that in particular, but I would imagine any method to better get those fungicides, those chemicals, down into the soil profile where they need to be. Spring dead spot is a soil-borne disease, so that probably could only help, but at the same time, you may also be washing it away from the area where it needs to be, so that's a little bit of an issue, but I didn't study that personally, no. Yes, sir. The question was, did I apply any post-treatment irrigation once I applied the treatments? And yes, all of these treatments were watered in after we applied. Yes.
Approximately how much?
I think it was, he said approximately how much, and I believe it was an inch. Yes, sir. The question was, did we have any pre-ratings to determine whether or not the disease is actually present before we actually applied for fungicides? And yes, we did. We made ratings before we actually applied fungicide just to make sure, as we were laying the plots out, to make sure that there was actually disease present in the areas in which I was applying. And we tried to apply it in as uniform a way as we could. The Hillcrest Country Club, where we applied the research, was pretty significantly and uniformly infected with the disease.
Any other questions? Let's thank our speaker.
Thank you.